You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls, magnificent souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for bringing your amazing vibrations to the show, your frequency, being here in the collective consciousness of the community. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom, that which was once known, but maybe now it's lost or forgotten, being brought back, not just from this realm and this planet, but from all realms, all galaxies, all dimensions, come into this place right now in this time-space reality. And the theme for this particular season is collapsing the illusion, shattering the illusion, peeling back the layers, exposing the true self, all that illusion which is clogged up our very being. Let's shatter that. So right now we call in the ancient ones. We call in the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today to open our hearts. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Audrey is a spiritual architect and an energy engineer. She's a New York-based, a world-renowned energy worker, speaker of the languages of the light and the Akash and the divine channel. She is celebrated as a healer to the healers from time before time and was a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity and Gaia. Audrey works with light language healing, the language of the Akash, channeled messages from higher beings, sacred key numerical codes, and your own personal list of ascension numbers and DNA upgrades. She has been featured many times at the New Life Expo in New York City, which is America's largest mind, body, and spirit expo, and has been interviewed on many popular worldwide radio shows, maybe such as this one. So it gives me great pleasure and joy to welcome Audrey to the show. Welcome.
Hello, beautiful one. Thank you so much for this invitation to spend time with you and your beautiful listeners, your family of the community that you have formed here. So beautiful. I'm so happy to be taking part and to share some of my work with them and give them a gift. So beautiful. And they are magnificent ones. I love your when you say that. They are magnificent, you know.
Yes.
And we're helping them to recall and remember that, how magnificent they actually are, you know. And you're doing my favorite topic. That was why I was turned back on, levitated, to be one who shattered things, you know,
yeah.
and move things around and such. And so shattering and collapsing is so important to move on to those new paths, you know, for us now, see it in the fruition of our physicality here now, but also as we travel through creation, you know, they're setting up those platforms for themselves to be able to be in resonance with the new future, not the old future points, you know, but the new future that was formed and made, you know. So it's so beautiful. So thank you again for the invitation.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. And did you say you're levitating right now, Audrey?
Well, yes, I could be practically. So much energy is coming through. So I tried to do a video to have everyone introduce myself to them. And someone was saying, the video is messing up. And I went back to look and I'm like, oh, my goodness, it was all staticky because of the high energy that comes through, you know. So I'll try to stay here with all of you guys.
Yeah. Well, we're excited because today, everyone, Audrey's going to be talking about a window into your past, journey with the soul architect. And so you'll hear the language of light. You'll learn about the language of light that bring effects that not only affect this you, but also you at your soul essence. We're going to have the galactics come in. We're going to have something that I've never heard before. I've never heard of the shiny triumphant golden ones, but Audrey tells us that the shiny triumphant golden ones might be here with us. Audrey tells us that the mother might be here with us as well. So we're going to be experiencing many, many upgrades and hearing and experiencing Audrey's incredible transmissions that heal, that upgrade us right here on this call. So everyone who's here is going to experience this and experience healing and upgrading right here on this call. And Audrey's also going to take questions live. So Audrey, when we do the live questions, are they going to be healings, questions about the content? What are we going to be having people ask you today?
Well, they can ask the question and we could see where it goes. The only thing is that I do not do my word, it's type of like a fortune telling or such, because the thing is I really want to stand people in their power, because in that new point of the future point, right, one must know how to hold, let's say, the helm, right, of their vessel, their ship, you know. And so for these, in that times of the future point that was remade by traveling to this point now here to create new future moments, rendering then the future that was as a past now. So some are leading them still down those, whether wittingly or unwittingly, right? But some of those paths didn't turn out very well with AI and such. And so that is why we couldn't be changed forward from there. But coming back to that point's past, which is our now present moment, to do the works to make new paths of potentialities for them to go down. And to be in resonance with that, one must really stand in their godhood, right? Being a creator being, recalled and remembered to themselves, because that is how those at that point live, right? When they get there in that future point, although there is no time, it's a turning of the spiral of creation, they must be in resonance with that. There is no other around to look to ask, to tell me, right? Because in that point, we call and remember that we are source in creation, in embodiment. And right now, all these other beings we're used to referring to are actually source in creation as well, that was set there to work with us, creation itself, while it was playing or experimenting or having an adventure and exploring itself in forgetting. And now we're remembering ourselves, recalling ourselves, helping them to have a nice firm platform beneath them as they are traveling through the dimensions. And not only to 5D, because there's many, many Ds, and we are having those wings, right? So we can fly through all the dimensions if we are in resonance, as the beings of light say, you are the master and the masterpiece, right? So why would they think they only want to go from 3 crayons to 5? No, they can have all the paints, all the colors, all the pencils, which are actually the dimensions, right? The experiences of consciousness, if they are in resonance with it, you know? So, no, I will not do that type of thing, but anything else they can ask me, because I want to keep them empowered, right, and getting used to the footing in that empowerment, you know? So they can paint their pictures, you know?
Beautiful.
As the masters and the masterpiece that they are, one and the same, right? A great master doesn't wait for someone else to come, whether he or she the master is, and say, tell me, should I make it light or dark, or what should I do on this canvas? No, the beauty is that there is imagined an idea of what to create, and as they are creating it, they can change it, you know, from their initial idea that they had and imagined. So the whole thing at the end may come out something totally different of their creation, and that is what we were doing in embodiment, right? And with the energies and such. So that is why, right? I won't be doing that, but I'll do a lot of other stuff for them. I want to say one other thing to do. I want to compliment you, Ian, on what you had done recently, that you joined with another. And that is such a beautiful example as a collaboration with another. And I love that. I myself have done a collaboration recently with Spencer, who was on your show. We did a beautiful thing with the egg, and the dragons came, and the beings, people were suspended within it, you know, drinking in those waters like of life or the amniotic fluid suspended. It was beautiful. But you see, that is what these times are about. Years ago, Spirit had said to me, Audrey, unite the lighthouses. And I had tried to do that, but so many people were not ready for some reason at that time, because you would think love, unity, oneness, this is a natural way of being, of what to do, right? Because again, that is how it is, living in the new, this type of thing that you had done, I had done. And so that is beautiful to see ones actually doing this, right? Not just speaking love, unity, and oneness words, concepts, but bringing it down to actions, deeds, which that is the thing that makes it real. So that was so beautiful. So I just wanted to compliment you on that.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take that. I wanted to ask you about the significance of the number codes, because if someone hasn't worked with you before, then they don't know that you string together and you channel and string together maybe literally hundreds of number codes. And so can you, because you do a lot of work with that. In fact, it's part of your readings that we'll talk about later and your sessions. But can you tell us about the significance of these sacred key numerical number codes? What, this very, very specific language that you bring forth?
Yes. It's so important now, because this is cutting edge, you know. bless the symbols and the languages and such, but a lot of it has been contaminated with what has gone on in creation over and over again, the loops of the same in this experiment, forgetting and what was wrought from it, parasitic plague and such of other beings that needed to sustain themselves off the light of others and the energy source, and so thus this stuckness, this looping over and over. This looping in the body of creation only caused a stagnation, and stagnation is a contradiction to life itself, which is about motion and movement, and so thusly we come to move. So the number language of creation has come through, because the way that symbols and language can be contaminated, the numbers cannot be contaminated, because they're able to hold a very, very high light quotient frequency and deliver it to the people in the way of numbers. They receive 100 long lists of numbers, which then they can use these in their own life, applying them to whether something negative is happening. They need help to dispel that, disperse that, fortify themselves against that. Or they want to build something positive, right, and help build that in the energies to support them in that. Or they can just read the numbers out, nothing particular to apply to them, but just as if they're throwing those numbers out, which are energy frequency that is a tool for them to hold, that we don't know what happens come what may, you know, from moment to moment sometimes, because although people like to give predictions, in reality out there really is in constant motion and movement, and there's many paths of possible probabilities, thus rendering that prediction, right, as a null and void thing, as reality is in constant motion and movement. So these numbers, you say the numbers, setting the energy for yourself so you're fortified against, right, come what may, that empowers you with this tool. And then besides that, when the person is writing the numbers down, they are working with the neural networking, which those old paths are being changed, right? Upgrade. The DNA is being effective for the upgrade. The Akash, their field around them. It is so, so powerful. And actually, the beauty of it is when I've had a couple of, you know, many people who've received the number work, and then they are telling me, oh, my goodness, you know, later on in the email, they'll say, Nikola Tesla showed up, and he's saying, oh, my goodness, this is such a powerful work. He's so happy. He's saying, The last laugh is not on him, and that these numbers are actually equations, you know, which are spirals of energy to work with the people at a very, very powerful level. And if anyone on the call has already had a session with me with numbers, they could then have another session and get a different set of numbers, because we are here and embodied in upon beautiful Gaia, which we have many, many lifetimes, but also as now has come to the understanding in people's expansion of their consciousness and education of them, they understand that they are multidimensional beings, right? Many aspects of themselves. So my work doesn't only work with you here in physicality and Gaia, but your other multidimensional aspects as well. Your galactic use, cosmic use, multidimensional use, right? So those have storylines, experiences, energetics, generational, you know, lines and such. So there's a lot to get through, and these numbers support them as they raise up in, let's say, the digits. Now some people have even gotten to 5-digit numbers, which are, let's say, climbing the octaves of energy more and more and more, allowing them to hold that within their physical vessel, as well as to work with it in their field and the upgrades they'll be taking in. So that's a little bit about those numbers. You know, they're very, very important keys. Spirit says, on your world, if there's a doorway, there's an exit sign. You follow an exit sign, there's a doorway there. They said, well, take these keys and codes and open the door so you can walk over the threshold of the door, but also the threshold, which is the barrier, right, to break through that. And these keys and codes assist them with that.
So, Audrey, where do the numbers come from? Do they come from beings of light, elementals, other galactic beings? They come directly from source? Where do they originate?
Well, I love that you're asking me that question, because for me, as an Elohim embodied, an ancient weaver of codes of creation from primordial point preconception, you know, first wave of creation, for me, I understand. See, you're saying the ancient ones, the things that were forgotten, you know, in that they understand and know me being, let's say, from those points of pre-creation and such, know that all is, as we always speak about, the one, there is only one beingness. You know, expressing through you, through me, through your beautiful listeners, through the galactics, through the angels, through the masters, right? Whatever name you want to say is only one beingness that set all forth when we were joined all in that oneness to go forth and explore it So it has a knowing of its own self, exploring its own self, you know, and being made known to another of itself. So there is only one being. Those, all those beings for me are expressions of creation, wearing masks, playing upon platforms or costumes, you know, expressing itself in those ways and means while it explores itself, you know. So it is source directly, because for me, yes, there's all these beings, but taking everyone back to understand, and that is how that future point is lived, everyone loving and respecting each other as a beautiful, unique aspect of that divinity, you know. So that is where it's coming from. That is why it is the language of creation, because it's the language that source speaks through, because your sacred geometrics, everything is built on, you know, the number language, bringing forth those energetics to build those forms and shapes that many people speak about, you know, and support the energetics.
Thank you. And then
we did say we're going to collapse things and shatter things. So here you go. I told you that is my my job. That's what I do. Many people after a session at the healers, because I'm healer to the healers, but to all I work with, they'll say to me, you know, you are blowing people's minds. And I said, well, good, I'm blowing people's minds, because that is what I've come for, because we need to get them out of their mind, right? And those old filters they work through, and the limitations of those filters. And unfortunately, a lot of the beliefs and paradigms that they continue to perpetuate through their support of are things that are tangling them, right? And so thusly, to get them out of the old mind to the heart mind, right? And no more filters and things. You know, shatter those so we can be this expanded version of ourselves, back to remember that which we are before we began all these of these journeys into exploration of our own self, and as creation exploring itself through all that it is, you know.
Yeah, it's marvelous just you know, sitting back and because sometimes I think, Audrey, we don't follow all of your words, but that's not what's important, right? It's the vibration that's
exactly
there. And it's really amazing feeling the energy and hearing the words, but really feeling the energy and the vibration behind that. It's so beautiful to listen to you speak. I just love it. I'm sure everyone loves it.
Thank you so much. And you know why I speak so quickly? Oh, my goodness. I speak so quickly. I'm so sorry. But, you know, again, people will look at me and they'll say, oh, my goodness, you know, you talk so quick, but everyone out there thinks that it's so quick. But for you, Audrey, it is so slow, because you see that future point that we're talking about, everything is instantaneous, right? So this, for me, is so slow. You know, I've had some healers tell me, I work on them, and afterwards, you know, unbeknownst to me, I'm just busy working on them. And then they'll say to me, we tried to follow you, but we couldn't find you. You're like through the Milky Way, and you're like everywhere. And I'll giggle, and I'm like, yeah, well, this is working with Elohim, you know, a weaver of codes of creation. So the basic line, very simply, is all is source, God, the field of consciousness, whatever name you want to give it. We know that it is all names, thusly why, galactics, Palladians, angels, masters. It is all names, all things, and the no thing, the nothing, right, unnameable, because all things emanate from this, right, place of beingness. So there is only that one. There is no other than the one. So us expanding, shattering the old filters and beliefs so they can recall to themselves, meaning bring back, remember, meaning bring a member of themselves back to themselves in the remembering, in the recall of that which they are. These words are always thrown around, but what are they? They are beautiful, magnificent, unique, individual sparks of divinity, right? Embodied source, divinity, creation, exploring itself. And we just went through a game, an experiment of forgetting, whatever word you want to call it. And now in these beautiful times, as prophesied and promised, we're getting that opportunity for those who will step back into remembrance of that and get themselves in resonance. So they won't be on the future points that didn't play out well, that is now the old future, but the new future that was created for them to be on, if they will get in resonance. And that's why these works are so important, to help them so they can, you know, people are always thinking about my manifestation and my abundance, right, and physicality, and that's beautiful, right? But it can, yet still, spirituality and that search for abundance can be a distraction, because your true essence of your soul your essence is your soul, being that which you are. And if you only search for physical, you don't tend to that. So my works are helping you as a soul architect for soul manifestation and abundance, which then ripples into, of course, your physicality, but you're not leaving out your true essence of yourself. So you're tending to it with through these works, which helps you as you travel through creation of where you will find yourself on the path of the devolution, the same old system looping, which is deemed as obsolete to creation because it has only produced stagnation after so many eons of the same, nothing else to give it but the same loops, and stagnation is a contradiction to life, which is about motion and movement. So we come to move, and then we have the path of evolution to a system to get on. So they have that beautiful new future point to experience where they are truly standing in recollection of themselves, of what they are, transformed, transfigured, resurrected as the divine being that they are, thusly standing in their sovereignty and their divine birthright that is theirs to have back to themselves in remembrance of. We talked about shattering, did we not? Here we go.
yeah. And you speaking about the obsolete system to true freedom. Tell us about there is a need right now to wake up out of this virtual distraction, and you've also called it spiritual sedation into true awareness. Tell us the need to do that. You know, it's why it's no longer okay to kind of just coast along.
I love you, Ian, so much with this topic because it was so, so needed. And I will tell you, I have tried with some others to broach this topic and they would not, you know, and I'm like, what are they doing? They want to help the people. This is a way to help the people. We're here to service, right? The other beautiful aspects of divinity, right? The oneness of ourselves that just forgot. This is part of it because the system, the intricacy of this system of forgetting has also devised many ways and means to hold people for eons of time. You know, religion, a beautiful thing, what it's supposed to be, but look what they did with religion, right? They made it fear, big business, manipulation, terrible things with it. And that was one of my messages I had gotten years ago. And then they had said, it's unfortunate because then so many then went to, let's say they got too tired of that, you know, they wouldn't look there. So then what did they do? They made spirituality to trap them, which again was supposed to be a beautiful thing. But what have they made yet with spirituality? Fear, big business, manipulation, which it's just not supposed to be, you know. I have so many people that come to me around the world that I work on, and unfortunately they're saying things to me like, my healer made me so sick, or oh my goodness, I didn't know this about my healer, and then I saw this after I've invested for so long in them, you know, with money and time and heart, and they're so broken after that, so because like they couldn't trust their own intuition and such of what was happening and going on. But I say to them, look, you broke free of that, what held you, life upon life, right, with that person who is holding you and energy over you. Other people are telling me, healers, when I work on them, they're like, you know, people have a lot of followers because false magic is being used upon them to trap them. They go, you don't do that. I'm like, well, of course I don't do that. I'm here to empower them, you know. So this is a situation that is going on, which is another loop. So to help people to get out of that, to true spirituality, religion, love, you know, the truth of things, but they have to release. This was a message I had gotten recently to share on the show. Do you know, like back in the day when they had the circuses with the elephants and they would chain the poor beings up with change. So the elephants only knew how much motion and movement, let's say, they had within the restriction of the chains. And it was so embedded them for so many years that once that shackle was taken off of them, that poor elephant would only move within the same perimeters that its consciousness and it was so used to doing for so many ages that it didn't even know it could step here. So my message was to tell all of you, think of that a reference point, right? And unfortunately, the old beliefs and paradigms that you keep perpetuating are as shackles that were holding you, just as they're being removed from you with a lot of the works and the opportunities that are going on. When you continue to support and perpetuate those, because then you are only staying within the same perimeters, it is as that elephant that would only walk within those same perimeters so ingrained in it for so long, rather than to take a step out, the shackle isn't there anymore. So can you guys understand the comparison I'm trying to give to you? That was a message for you to think about an empowerment, you know, so we can truly step out of the things that we're shattering things today, people. The filters are flying off, the masks are flying off, right? And so you step out of all that debris that's around you, you know, energetically into this new space and place, no longer held by those shackles, to now to understand freedom, right? And no longer in the midst of all of that.
Audrey, can you give us a message around what it takes to break free from the shackles?
Exactly what we're talking about. These works, that they go into the energetic fields, those who can do this type of work, to release the old bondages of energies, beliefs, paradigms. Not only they hold in this embodiment, but there are other embodiments in Pangaea. Also the bleed through that occurs from the other aspects of them that they are, multidimensionally, galactic, cosmic, generational ties that bind them. So there's a lot of that releasing energetically, and then to step into the codes, the new codes and frequencies that help them get in resonance with the new. But while you are doing this work to one, they also must be aware of themselves, conscious of their own action, reaction, the ingrained things, habit, right? Other forces that hold them for eons and eons of life to sustain themselves off of the life force of the other beings, right? Because they became parasitic and forgetting, they devised these things to hold others. So included in that are beliefs and paradigms that were passed down through the angels, set up in a world that was painted for them, a forced reality that was painted for them, you know. And so to be able to get some help to assist them in others that might be able to reach to certain things that other people sometimes, they heal them. I've done so much work and I'm a healer and I've tried, but I couldn't break through this, because sometimes someone else has to come in that is able to access that type of thing to assist them, you know. And these number codes being codes of creation are very powerful keys to help release them, say, from those shackles, you know? Because the old beliefs and paradigms, they're wonderful, beautiful, right? But the thing is, still realize the abomination still went on, which we won't talk about here, the atrocities, you know? The wool was pulled over so many's eyes, you know? And just to sit in a place of sedation, to me, it's what are you doing? You are part of the biggest story ever told of creation, and you don't even have knowledge of that by sitting in sedation that all is well, you know? How is all is well? To me, again, this is an example of I give to people about. It says the king and the queen sits in their castle, and all is well with me. Ooh, I have a beautiful life. Everything is fine. What do I care? Meanwhile, what is happening out in the walls of the kingdom? Plumage, rape, hungry, starving, sick, not well. What kind of reflection of that king and queen is that, you see? But a good king or queen, that kingdom is going to be well-fed, beautiful, bountiful. That is a beautiful reflection of the king and queen then, right? Because we understand there's all a oneness together here of Creator expressing through all of us, right? So those are some of the things for them to think about, why it is so important to move out of the sedation, out of the old habits, out of the ties that bind you of old beliefs and paradigms. How are you going to be able to, once you're out of this physicality and you're in other expressions of yourself and you're moving yourself throughout creation, to find yourself upon the new paths of the future paths, potential at the highest octaves of experience and consciousness and such, if you are always looking for someone else to tell you what to do? There is no beingness there like that to look for, because then when you're in the new day beingness, you understand you are source creator. Everything is instantaneous for you. You act and behave, right, in the way of honoring another. There is none of that behavior. How are you going to survive there if you're always looking for someone else to tell you? So these are the times and the opportunity to get out of sedation, truly step into empowerment, break the old ideas and paradigms so you can begin to get used to living as this way. So you stand in your godhood. You take your godhood, that is your birthright, back to you as a creator being, right? Being able to express that. A creator being doesn't look around, tell me what to do. Taking puppet strings to give to another being, which is actually creation expressing in that way, to play, right, with the puppet strings. No, a creator being, I cut the puppet strings for the people so they can begin to stand in their own power, to be in resonance with this new creation, you know, that is made there. As they say, it's made, yes, because we have come back from those points, past to our present moment, to create the new potentials of the new future, rendering that old future point as now old, because we have the new one to assist them to get in resonance with. You know, when they talk about like the recollection, the recollection, right? That is the collecting source, creation, collecting itself back to remembrance. One of the messages they gave me recently I want to share with you guys was, it is as if the right hand didn't know what the left was doing, as if you have one right hand in front of you, the left behind you. Now, they say, it is time to take that hand, right, in hand and handle the situation. So this is with ourselves and the collective, right, and what is going on throughout the body of creation. So there is that recollection, remembrance, recall of oneself, that they are a source, right, an embodiment exploring its creation, you know, and that is what we're doing. And how beautiful is that? That's why they're magnificent beings, to remember they are that. You know, we have real magic, but the thing is, the DNA alteration took us away from that in the experiment, exploration, whatever name you want to put it, the game that was played, you know, manipulations that were had, you know, because the stuckness was never supposed to be. It was supposed to be a beautiful experience for creator beings that, you know, never die. You never get sick. We're in the high vibration. Oh, what is this? This distortion that lurks in the lower vibrations, to feel jealousy, to die, to be sad. Oh, let's explore this, right? Because for creation, it is the totality of all things, which includes lower vibration as well. So portions of the selfhood went to explore that, right? To have that experience, not only to know the thing in concept, but to know it experientially, to walk through it, you know? And so you'd add to the depth of the conceptual knowing, the experiential knowing, right? That's what we were doing. But then, because some played the part so deeply, they needed to feed off the life of others, they become parasitic. So they devised this way of the stuckness, you know? But now it's time to get out of all of that, so that creation itself can remember what it is, which are all of you who played in this, took part in this, right? Now you're going to have your divine birthright back, to know your sovereignty and what you are. How beautiful is that? So we don't need those who are out there supporting to bring the AI in your body. Oh, yes, the AI is good. I'm like, what are they talking about? We don't need the AI when we are all that we are, and our DNA is brought, you know, online back to us as we are, you know? That future point didn't play out very well. That's why we couldn't go forward from there. We had to come to that point's past, which is now, our now eternal now moment, to make new paths of potentials to go down, which is the new future, because a human was not even a human anymore, that you would know a reference to what we know a human to be, and that is source creation expressing, rather than through biological, through this mechanical, artificial, whatever you want to say, means of expressing, which it actually took that and made it in a biological. So it was such a mix of it, but then something for creation was lost within all that, you know? And so that is why coming back to these points to make new potentials to assist creation to go down, to express through, you know, with a beautiful different outcome.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to go to the phones. I think that's going to be a wonderful way for you to, you know, share with people some of the amazing gifts that you have been so blessed with, and the abilities that you have. So in a little while, we'll go to the phone. Star 2 to raise your hand if you joined late and you didn't get that message in the beginning. Star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to speak with Audrey, or if you'd like to put your question in the question box, go ahead and put your name as well as your question, and we'll get to I'd like to get to quite a few. But before we do that, I just have one question for you, Audrey. And I am certainly curious, and I think others might be. Can you please share with us about the shiny triumphant golden ones?
Yes, actually, you're going to be surprised at this, right? But here we're shattering things, right? You actually, the ones who are able to wake up from this, those that are able to recall and remember themselves as that which they are, creator beingness and expression, right? Those ones right now who have done that, even in despite all that has gone on, even in the midst of all that has gone on, right, trying to keep them away from that, that are standing in it in their beingness, not words, concepts, ideals of love, unity, and oneness, only held as beautiful concepts, but actually are being it in their beingness, making it real, they are the ones who, to our predecessors, have written in the book of life this experience that we have walked through, right? And so they go down in the book of life as the shiny, triumphant, golden ones.
Beautiful. All right, well, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to... Oh, I've got some echo there, but it's gone now. Okay, let's go to Rock Island, Illinois. Rock Island, Illinois. And your phone number ends in 9588, and you are live with Audrey. So I guess whatever's coming through is whatever's coming through. Hello.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I've been enjoying listening in. I guess the question that I have is there, and I don't know how you work a lot, but is there anything in particular that you can share with me about where I am or what I need to be doing?
Beautiful one. I'm coughing because in my works, they're doing a very deep releasing for you right now. So I'm sorry that I'm coughing, but this is very deep generational. Hold on. Misha. Energetic shackles upon them from other aspects, from bleed through, from generations. So when I do coughing, excuse me, but it's a deep releasing, removing shackles from you. I know you're saying where it should be going, but right now what they're doing for you and for others on this call, because remember we're talking about shattering the illusion and collapsing. So that's a lot of deep, deep energy of things that have been held for eons of time. So this coughing is removing shackles from not only you, beautiful energetic shackles, but from so many that are in this group right now. And that'll be listening in. So I know you have a question. But it's just the energies jumping in to help you and assist you with this beautiful one. I hope as well you'll be able to come and have your numbers so you can have them as a tool for yourself. And I'm sorry, can you, because the energy moving through me for this releasing had begun, like even before you were asking the question, as people sometimes when they work with me, they'll say, oh my goodness, we feel the energy even before you come. I come on and connect with them. So that's why they're beginning this for you. So you want to ask me the question one more time? I'm sorry, I'm just removing energy as well. I'm talking to you.
No, that's fine because I actually feel it.
You feel it, right? I'm so glad.
Absolutely I do, even in my throat.
Yes.
But no, my question is there anything that I should be doing or could be doing? And also, what is going on? I sent a question in, but my daughter and son-in-law are trying to get pregnant, and she's having a lot of issues. So I'm wondering if there's something that's ancestral that is causing her not to be able to get pregnant.
Yes, and it could be a bleed through as well. So if there's a way that you can connect her with me so I can give her, deliver those number codes, because the number codes are going to work in the light language and the Akash language that I speak that rewrites the Akash, you know, for her. So all those things that are for him and for her that are tangled up, bleeding through, you know, there's multiple things, you know. They are generational, ancestral things, you know, lineages, other aspects of self with traumas, let's say, you know, of such. So this is why I want to move all that stuff out of the way so she is ready to receive her child, because you have to realize they are going to be parents of what I call a new one. Of course, they're ancient beings, but I say a new one because they are bringing through, as they themselves are another version, you know, of a level of octave of new being brought here to beautiful Gaia. So too, this child that they are going to bring, because imagine the world that this child is coming to support, to bring forward. So that child cannot come through them when they still have these energies, because this is such a high being. You know, actually, I had another woman around the world that she came to me, I'm sorry, okay, to work with, because she has her child who's in the ethers, so to say, who said to her, "Mom, I can't come to you yet," because this woman, let's say, has abilities, so she could hear. She goes, "Mom," he said to her, "Mom, I can't come to you yet, because if I come through you right now in the energy that you're in, then that child was not going to be, let's say, well, when it was birthed here, would have difficulties and problems, because it is such a high vibratory being, right, coming here, let's say, as it is to this realm of energy, that it's not totally ready for them that they are bringing through here with the lag time, you know. That is why, again, we have to get out of sedation and stuff. And so do you understand what I'm saying? So I did work on her to assist her to be in the higher vibration, and she has the numbers and the works that she received. So when this child and her are ready, you know, in the proper vibration for it to come through to her, it is going to come, right? So the child was speaking to her, and I'm so happy, you know, that she got here to find me of such a high vibration to help her for this child to come through, so it could be all that is wants to be, you know, going through the vessel of their parents. So you understand? So that is such a beautiful, loving question. You see, any question you wanted to ask me about you, I'm sure was important. But how important is this as you, of the grandmother, right, of this beautiful being that will come through once you assist them, you know, to have access to this? It'll be so beautiful. So what was your name again? I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Amanda.
Oh, Amanda. So see how beautiful that was. Thank you so much. And plus, that question is helping others to have that understanding as well. You know,
thanks.
So thank you. No coincidence if you're asking that. And I hope maybe you'll have a session for yourself, or maybe give them one, you know. So thank you, beautiful.
Thank you.
Can I speak light for you for a minute?
Yes.
This is for Amanda and for all out there. Shemana gura turar tu shereverum ture pertiare shomatura ekesha sumeshar tur marturu shiktkase isevoa mon cher telepoktk eshktk akai isishari isa isa isa. There you go, beautiful Amanda.
Thank you very much.
Blessings.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Let's go to Port Charlotte, Florida, and it's going to be 2474 are the last four digits of your phone number, and you're on live with Audrey. Welcome.
Audrey and Ian, oh, thank you so much. I'm really enjoying this. Audrey, you do talk fast, but that energy is just like piercing. So
yes, good. I'm so glad. I shatter things, so I must be piercing to be able to shatter.
Yeah, I totally get everything even without the words. So, you know, I have this vision of us as like our highest consciousness galactic beings walking here on Earth. So I'd love to be levitating out there with you and the fairies and the gnomes. I'm so attracted to nature now. And I really have a general question that we can all hopefully contribute from your response, that where can we focus, or what can we defocus upon to really bring through our highest consciousness you know, like speed things up?
Yes, yeah, see how quick I speak? I'm always about speeding things up, right? That's why I worked with changing the octaves a long time ago, all the works that I do behind the scenes to speed things up. Because people talk about quantum. Do they think creative creation goes as a snail pace? No, it's quick, right? That's why in the new version of ourselves, everything is quick and instantaneous. So what can we not pay attention to? Again, not to wrap themselves up with the chains still yet, even though chains are being removed from them in shackles, the same beliefs and ideas, the conscious shackles and chains that are yet holding them, of old beliefs and paradigms that were held through generations, honored, respected. And I understand how difficult it is to set them aside, but I will give you an example, right? Has those things been able to stop some of the atrocities and abominations that have gone on that are so, I'm not going to speak about them here. No, they have not. Yet they have still gone on. And that is why to step into this new understanding and remembrance, right, of oneself as I am a creator being. I'm a spark of divinity. I'm God embodied, source embodied, consciousness embodied. I'm a powerful being. I can't perpetuate that old belief system and paradigm because that is not what the new day is made out. If one wants to be a true pillar of the new creation, right, the new beingness, they will. If they do all this, they're going to be a pillar that won't make it because they're going to be all cracks in it, you know. It's not strong and stable. So one must be a true pillar. Also the chakras. Sorry, guys, but you're going to leave the chakras behind, which are a way to trap people. You're going to be this pillar of light, right? The male and female energy blended within you. Right? No matter what physical vessel you are wearing, because see how Ian is a man, you're a woman, I'm a woman, but other aspects of ourselves simultaneously are the other sex that we're expressing as. So between all our aspects, multidimensionally, cosmic, galactic, ourselves, right? Because that's why I'm a soul architect, because I reach you as your soul, which I say the soul is, let's say, as the sparkly disco ball or crystal, and you shine light on it around the world, around the room are all the sparkles, right? Those are all the yous, all your aspects, all your lives, right? So within all of those, to blend the male and female energy together, that is the pillar of light that we are as the Christed being, right? That pillar of light to be that pillar of the new. So begin to understand and re-educate oneself, right? Empower oneself. You don't listen to beings who come and speak to people out there. I see it happening and speaking down to the people, the humans as children, you know? No, we are not children. We are eternal beings, spark of divinity that just forgot that. Any being you speak to that would help support you to understand and remember you are that, you know, not as children. This is time for to enter adulthood. No more pubescence, adolescence, adulthood, and have the inner child magic still, the inner child within one, right? Those are things, steps and ways. These works are very powerful I'm bringing through. I work in weaving codes for creation. I have people tell me, oh my goodness, the galactics were waiting for your codes, you know? Opening doors, building platforms to have doorways open so others can then have accessible these energies for them, you know, in the field, as I've done for years, and then also with beautiful individuals around the world, you know. So this really shift of perspective, shifting your perspective. Have you ever stood somewhere and you look at the same thing the same way, but then you say, let me step over here, and then you look, you're like, oh my goodness, that looks so different, right? The change in perspective, right? Consciousness expanded, re-educated. Energy works to help you, upgrades, pouring the light back in, DNA work, so many things they could take part of, right? Better spent, well, their time. And not talking about love, unity, oneness, and sedation, and only the mind and concept, but beingness, right? Expressed, that's what makes it real, you know?
So that's awesome. Is perception of the mind or of the soul?
The soul knows all things, right? But the story that we're in is a forgetting experience, experiment, right? So once, that's why as a soul architect, helping one to be connected with that soul again, because the soul is gathering all the information for all your aspects and feeding it back to creation, creator, the wellspring of consciousness, you know? No one would be at all, when, oh, here's another thing, everyone is always talking about my purpose, you have multiple purposes, to enjoy your embodiments, right, to be helping hold light while this tsunami of energy is going on for the collective, because so many out there are still asleep and have not a clue. Well, you beautiful, magnificent ones have a clue, have an inkling of what is going on, right, while they sleep. So you're holding your light, assisting the collective. And also, it's about you understanding that you would not be in beingness except that source creation, whatever name you want to call it, God, whatever name, all were part of that, right? And it had a desire, that organism, that beingness, to know itself and explore itself. So it went forth to know itself as the I am. If I am, I am conscious now. What am I? I am all things. What am I? And explore that through us. So that is our purpose. If creation creator did not wish to know itself and explore itself and play with and within itself, then nothing would be. We'd be sitting in a void of nothing, dreaming dreams and not having the experiential experience of it. But because creator, creation desired this, right? The divine will and such that people want to talk about and plan. It is knowing itself, playing in and within itself, you know? And so, yes, the soul feeds the information back to all that is. And that is why I'm telling people, just worrying about your physical manifestation is going to be a distraction to you. Because, yes, it's fun and beautiful, isn't it? But life upon life, you did that. Aspect upon aspect, you have done that. Don't miss this opportunity to tend to your soul abundance and manifestation, which then ripples, of course, into the physical. But just worrying about the physical isn't going to take you on the path to be in vibration and understanding and octave of the new, right, future point that is that we stand in that powered Godhead, Godhood that we are. And remember, we are that, as Ian was saying, the ancient ones knew. They had knowing and understanding. That's why people honored them, right, before the manipulation and the world that was painted and the things that were fed to other ones that got passed down, keeping people held in cages, so to say, of beliefs, just like that chained animal we spoke about, right? Consciousness chain still held the beings in place. So we have to have these new understanding and awarenesses, you know, to begin to break those shackles.
Thank you.
I'm working around you guys' foreheads, filter in front of it. Ishma katu, right, to move that. Working on the neural networking over the heads and the heads. Shishma ishasha, taken down to that new heart. Mind, ishma iya uma era. Shikta ishkta Biet iskta uma kesh. Iskta uma kat ishkta apt it ehtu umi it apt ta. This is reaching your galactic multidimensional selves as well. When you hear the clicking sounds, ishkut it it a umisha it ahi it it iskut ap kai sha 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 bione tule lon setimer sikt a kishk ept atia isi sha 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 ere ar erumi it ertum. That's very powerful. So here the fairies are going to come in for you and for everyone listening. Make that a little lighter. Touch that inner child.
Thank you. All right. Blessings to you. Thanks for calling in. Audrey, I wanted to have you do some, if it comes through, I don't want to guide this, but if the numbers come through, I'd love for you to do the numbers for someone. But before you do that, I just had a couple of people write in, and everyone, I know that you're very, very keen to look at Audrey's session. And for a couple of minutes at the beginning of the call, the link wasn't working on the offer page, on the interview page. So if you refresh your browser, so hit refresh, then it'll refresh. And if you click that orange button, which we'll get to shortly, not quite yet, but if you want to look ahead, click that button and you can see the offer. I know many people, Audrey, are very, very excited to find out how they can work with you. But I would love to have some people experience the numbers. And would it be okay if we took a couple of web questions? And
yes, of course.
Okay, let's do that. So here's a question from Ellen in Glen Ellen in Illinois. And this is a question for you, of course, but also the answer would be very, very germane and pertinent to everyone, because Ellen, it's a beautiful question. She asks, how do I access my true self to thrive abundantly, instead of operating from a conditioned, limited self?
Yes, that's what we're here, right? Shattering things so we can help them to get to that, right? They need to look beyond just their physical manifestation and belief system, you know, and abundance they're thinking about, and really work, as I am saying, the soul level of them, because that is their true essence of being. That is where their treasure lies, and that's where their soul abundance, soul manifestation will then ripple into the physical, you know, because that is their essence of their being, you know. So they're not stuck in this generational things that hold them, the aspects of self, bleed-throughs, you know, their agreements they made in other aspects, the old energies that hold them, this world that is painted for them, that hold them, you know. So when, again, when we're saying of that which you are whatever name you call it, God, creator, source, the field of consciousness, you are that originally being emanated from that field, being this consciousness, whatever you want to call it, to come forth throughout creation, to explore, to be an aspect of it. I say the symphony that went to a discord in this, that now we're bringing that symphony back, right, to a beautiful symphony being played. When one recalls and remembers, I am God, I am source, I am creator, I am the field of consciousness, and embodied as a beautiful, unique aspect of that, and begin to take the reins of the helms of that ship, your vessel, which you are, and make decisions about what would you like to do, what would you not like to do. Empower yourself. Come and take part of this work, which is called the Butterfly Phoenix Project. I wrap you in golden thread of energy. So it's as if you're in a cocoon. You come out of the cocoon before you were only capable to crawl like a caterpillar, right? The limitations of that. Then, once you are out of it to being the butterfly out of the cocoon, you have those wings to fly. Why? Because you have knowledge and knowing. Look at the word knowledge, right? Many words are contaminated, but this word knowledge is you are now in the knowing. You go to the edge of the ledge, you jump off, you fly. Fly through what? The energy, the consciousness feels, right? So you can get to a better place than the limitations the caterpillar had. You were transformed, transfigured, resurrected, metamorphosized, also from the divine flames, which as the phoenix rises. My other part of the work, control, alt, delete. You people have to take control. I assist you to take control. So we make the alterations that are necessary, right? Control, alt, delete all that old, reboot, but to the new. You know, and taking part of soul shine. So your soul essence is worked on to help you step back in that remembrance of what you are. So every embodiment, you now, when you're out of embodiment, yes, it ripples into physicality, but when you're out of embodiment, no other being is coming to you because you're standing and I am adjusted to this, right? I'm in the resonance of this. This is what I am. So you don't have to loop in any of this stuff holding you anymore because it is so powerful that no other being comes to play their agendas. Because there's multiple agendas in the echelons, right? Which you don't want to be found on those paths of possibilities. You want to find yourself on that beautiful new one that we created, you know, with that beautiful outcome. And as well, again, once in that resonance, that understanding ripples out into the physicality, you know?
Thank you, thank you. So are there any numbers that are coming through for Ellen?
Yes. And, well, not only for beautiful Ellen, but as you said, Ian, thank you, that was a question that could apply to many, you know. So I'm going to apply these numbers to her and to the beautiful listeners, your family or community who's listening. I'm going to talk a little bit about it so they'll understand. And whoever had a session before may have received numbers that, as I said, they can receive a new series of numbers. It's as if you're climbing up the octaves, right? Because perhaps maybe at first it's very powerful work. Your numbers went to a certain point. If you have a new series of numbers, it's new codes, new series, right? Climbing up in the octaves in the energy fields doesn't make the old number list obsolete. No, it is just now then you have this new list of numbers to work with in energy. When we begin a session and I do the work, I do a countdown, 8 to 1 backwards, that is opening the field. Then I'll do some numbers, and when I close it up, it's the number 108 that someone would write, let's say, in the series. That closes it up. Right now, these numbers, if you play it back, you try to write them, it's not the same thing. This is an in general list of numbers that it's just me, like I do at the end of the session, moving all the energies around, right? The numbers is a whole other thing where they would sit and write, work with their neural networking and such, right? So at the end, we have the number 108. Someone would write 9 times. I'm going to say it 9 times. They don't have to do that, right? Right now, because 108 is a 9. So it's 9 nines of completion to seal up what we're going to open, you know? So here we go. It's going to be mixed in with also the language of light and the language of the Akash to be mixed in with that. Okay, beautiful. So all you have to do is anyone needs to, they could take a breath in the midst of it if they would like to. But here we go, beautiful ones. Here we go. Unimono senivanonaya, benutune vinone, sone perturone, venane, venane, menone. Setu son tenine, venane, venone, ven, usena se, shemea Akasha Ishame Akasha. Shum, remember, language of the Akash. I don't read the Akash, we write the Akash.
Is
là maintenant le mercredi. Et ça si, et ça si. So now when they write the numbers, I don't go that quickly, so they don't have to be startled. We do it much more slowly. They only are hearing the number lists that will run hundreds long, and they write them. And then we go over it two or three times to make sure they have their series properly written. And then later on, after I do the rest of their session, light language, Akash language, bringing in all the works for them, near the end, this is what they will hear when I'm moving the energies around with the numbers. So there you go.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, such a beautiful gift for everyone on the show today. So if you're listening to that, you've just received an amazing, wonderful gift from Audrey, those numbers. So they've been upgraded. So everyone who's listening, Audrey, if you can just explain to everyone what we've just received.
You received the numbers and the energy that went beyond symbols and codes and such to deliver this energy to you in a way of the numbers, which is able to hold the numbers, high quotients of light and energy and frequencies for you that numbers and symbols cannot hold. And also, as I said, Nikola Tesla appearing to people, we're saying to them, these are equations, right? Because we can't write equations and such energies and held in the equations and things. So they're actually equations that we're delivering to you, spirals of energy, as Nicholas has explained to people, that is being downloaded for them in their DNA, their Akash, their consciousness, their field, you know, rippling into their multidimensional aspects, generational lineages, in the unconscious, subconscious, these upgrades to help them, because we're speaking about shattering. So these would work to help assist them to shatter, right, the old beliefs, the old paradigms, right, to those conscious shackles that still hold them, to help assist them to get out of that, you know, because Ian, I work with people around the world, and what is still showing up are things, you know, that should not be, where people, when I work on them, afterwards they'll say, you removed shackles. How many I hear are removing shackles, energetic shackles, their throats, their ankles, their wrists, you know, parasitic plague that they will say to me, oh my goodness, an etheric, something just fell out of me. It's like, you know, look like an octopus, a squid. That's the parasitic plague of forgetting that I've eaten off people, right, as well as other things, you know, for eons and eons of time, generationally and such on the beings and the people. So we need to get that out of them, and being in high resonance helps them get out of that. A lot of the things holding them that they are not aware of that are in the field, so assisting them to get out of that, you know. And at this point, I think, like, I don't want to do that, you know, that that's happening, but it is happening. And, of course, I will continue to do it because it helps people. But this is the thing that is going on while people sit in sedation and such, you know. So it is really important to receive these types of things that can help, you know, push them over, help assist them to step over into that other vibration where these type of things will no longer be able to occur.
Well, speaking of assisting people, Audrey, let's show people how they can work with you, because there have been actually quite a few people asking already. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along, we're going to take you through Audrey's special offer now. So click on the orange button underneath Audrey's photograph, and you'll be taken to a page that is the Sacred Key Code of Source Creation. It's Audrey's offer for everyone, and there's two options that A and B that Audrey's provided for the community today. And if you'd like to follow along visually and you're not on the webinar page, you'd have to type in the actual address, which is wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Audrey, which is AUDREY and the number 6. So everything's lowercase, wotashow.com/Audrey and the number 6. And you can follow along visually. So Audrey, please tell us about your A and B offers here.
Actually, Ian, I don't have it here in front of me. I'm so sorry, but I'll try to get it up. So do you have it in front of you?
I do, or you could type in wotashow.com/Audrey6. So
actually, I have to turn my laptop on.
Oh, okay. So let me tell you, you know this already. So I'll tell you, Package A includes the 4-channeled light language sessions. So there's 4 sessions, and maybe if you can just take give people a description of what's included in each of those sessions so they know what they're getting.
Yes. Can you refresh my memory? What were you saying was one of the package? I have so many different packages, Ian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Package A includes 4 channeled light language sessions. And so there's session 1, 2, 3, and then 4. Session 4 is called The One. If you prefer, we can have you, while you're pulling it up, maybe you can tell us about your private session, because that you probably can speak to off by heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the MP3s actually are all beautiful sessions that I developed for people around the world. They love the energy because rather than just have it private, they wanted something also to have of their own so they can listen to and work with, you know. And a lot of the times when you work with those initially, they help you to, the energy work is just coming through. They want to do more releasing for everybody. I'm like, okay, I have to speak right now because it's big on the shattering. So it's so much heavy energy that they want me to do with releasing. So I'm so sorry, Ian and everyone. But that's how it works for me with releasing of this energy, this bonded, tight stuff that is held there on so many layers for you guys. So I'm so sorry, but again, I'm here to service you and this beautiful gift of releasing for all of you. So, okay, the MP3s, they're beautiful, different layers of work that they can listen to and that will help begin a process for them, you know? And then the next step, to take the private, because the private really gets deep and they get to have these number codes for themselves to work with, you know? So I'm sorry, yeah. When I snap is just the energy moving through me for releasing for all of them because they're receiving so much on this call with your topic of shattering. So they really have me working. I'm really working here to assist them to get that peeled off all of that old stuff, beautiful ones, you know?
Thank you.
Session, they're going to receive, my hands are going, because when I do the work, it's also a ton of, like, signing. So I'm signing, my hands are going like crazy. Their hearts also, Ian, their hearts, because, you know, some of these things they've loved and honored for so long, you know? So it's hard to move out of them, you know, so their hearts, just doing some work on their hearts, you know, so in a private, they're going to have 90 minutes with me, and even more than 90 minutes, because about time, we say hello, we share, they ask some questions and such, you know, because I don't have a time clock here, so it'll even go longer than the 90 minutes in their private session, you know, about time we talk, we share, I'll bring in the beings of light for them, who haven't come in so far, who, beings of light, I've given them that name, but they are actually high vibratory beings who are part of all that is and recall and remember that they are that, right? Expressing, creation expressing in that way. So they don't have a name. Their energy signature stamp is their name when people can feel them. Sometimes around the world in sessions, they actually feel the beings of light that I call them, you know, and they come to help empower them. So they'll have an opportunity to speak with them and to feel them in a session as well as receiving their number codes, the light language. And I don't read Akash because that is from a point, remember, of what was built before the potentiality field from there. So I don't want to read that. I rewrite it for you of codes and such in resonance with the new. And so they'll be receiving the Akash language as well in a session, you know. And that's what their the second package is offering. And I think, did we make that? They can have actually, if they get the second session, does that also include on there the first package with it, or they're separate? So
it does. No, it includes it. So
so fantastic.
So if you get the package B, which is working in private with Audrey, so it's a private one-on-one sacred key code session, you'll get your sacred key codes. It's 90 minutes or however long it goes.
Exactly.
But whatever your soul needs for that. With Audrey, and then as well, you get the 4 channeled light language sessions. So one of the sessions here, Audrey, if you could tell us, is called The One. That seems like a very special one. Not that the others aren't special, but this one has a specific name called The One. What is The One about?
Yes, that is a message that I have received from Source Creation, assisting beautiful other aspects of itself, expressions of itself, to recall that it is that. you know, and they're words that are very repetitive in the message, but that is actually setting the energy for them to receive. So that is from your whatever name you want to call it, your God, Prime Creator, Source, the consciousness field, when you listen to that. And in the words are trying to help them to remember that they are part of that, because some of the words are saying, see the game I play, see the dream that I dream, right? There is one and the one and the one and the one, meaning all of you, right, individual, but there is only one, you know, which is that beingness speaking to all of them through the message. So it is very important.
So if just having you definitely move that energy, stay with us. if someone is looking to work with you, and if you could just share with someone who maybe hasn't worked with you before, of course, people have been listening to you and experiencing your amazing energy on the call today, but there's the sacred codes. People can come to the session with questions as well. And then do you do healing work? Do you do upgrading? You know, what are some of the things that people can expect in that session again, Audrey?
All of that you've mentioned.
Okay.
And more. That they of course, they can ask questions. But you must realize, this is another thing with intentions. One can only sense an intention of what in their consciousness, you know, they're aware of to ask. So when you set an intention, you may be leaving out things that you can never know to ask from another aspect of yourself or generationally, right, and such, that you, that is an issue to apply it in your intention. So my work comes through where you don't have to ask an intention, because we are going to deliver things unto you that you would never even know to ask for, you know, or be able to know to ask for. So we don't leave anything out, you know, in that. So it's all that and more that they would even think they are going to receive, because they would never in their conscious mind know to be able to ask for it, you know?
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Audrey, thank you so much for those two offers. So everyone, those offers are available, and you'll get the link tonight as well if you weren't able to look at it today. And just feel into that, and you'll have the opportunity to work with Audrey. And it is, yeah, it is wow, as you see on that page there. This is a chance to have a wow session. It's absolutely an experience, and then you get all your key codes, your number codes as well. Now, with those number codes, people have to, the best ways to repeat them again and again by themselves after the session, because they've written them down. They'll have 7 or 8 pages of numbers, and then what's the best way to integrate those numbers into their lives?
Some people keep them under their pillows, some in their wallets, some in on their personal being. But even though they're doing that, you also need to read over the numbers. And you only have to do it one time, right? But you can do it a couple of times during the day, a couple of times a week, you know, whatever feels right to them and they're drawn to. Do not make it as a duty, you know, like, oh, I have to go do those numbers, because then you're going to it, you know, not in good energy. So no, if someone feels like, oh, if I read this once a week, it's good, then they're standing in their power, right? Okay, this intuitively is what I feel I've worked with it enough. But I would say work with it as much as they can, so they are using the energy that those numbers hold to help disperse what needs to be dispersed, negative, right? Help fortify them against that, help build and fortify them to bring to them in the positive what they would like to experience and have, you know, help them support that, to build that. Also, again, as I said, throwing the numbers out so you have a supported field, right, of whatever it may be coming or happening in the many paths of possible probabilities, right, that go on out there as reality is in constant motion and movement. So you have this tool from creation to assist you that holds energy in the highest ways, you know, that a language or a symbol has now been contaminated. So this number will hold it for you, the energy, as you apply the other things. Now to the new way of understanding the numbers, the information, the codes, the high energy, you use that in your life, these numbers, repeating them. But you don't sit there and do it like 5 times at one time, you know, or even 2 needed. No, you say it the one time, but either throughout the day or throughout the week, whatever you feel comfortable with. But you don't have to sit there and say, oh my God, I need to do this 5 times, you know, like a chant or whatever. No, you just do it the one time, you know.
Wonderful. And every set is unique to a particular person.
Exactly. Exactly, because they're numbers, but they're in different positionings. You know, and I tell people, think of a keypad. You don't, you know what I mean? All the numbers are in different series, right? It's different coding, you know? And the thing is, it helps them to stay in resonance, right, of a higher expression of consciousness, so, you know, by these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the amount of releasing. I have to apologize to you guys, but this is for you. So you release, release, release. We're releasing so much.
Mm. Whew.
That's within these fields, Ian. Because we're talking about stepping on new horizons, you know, that for many, sometimes they have not yet, you know. So much to let go of.
Yeah. Mm. Audrey, are you able to take some more questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is on the web. This is Elizabeth from Canada. And Elizabeth says, hi, Audrey. I would like a reading around addiction, please. Thank you. Can you help her with addiction?
Yes, addiction. And tell her thank you for asking that question, because so many people have this. And again, we're not just talking about, there's many types of addiction, right? To belief systems and paradigms as well, you know, addiction. So, remember, you're hearing all this coughing through the voice because we're working against matrix, eons of time, belief systems, bleed through other cells, you know? That's a lot. Shem, ki, shikti. Shem, see, but Artum, Shkt Amik, Shkt Ai, the neural networking. Beruma, Shkt Ah, see, it's Artum. Beruma, She, Bartu, Iskta, it, Shkt Ga, Verum, taking some plugs, shik out, shep, shum, say, c'est voir. Ian, the ancient ones want to come for her and for others, right? Because the ancient ones also help with generational ancestral releasing. So some of that to help her and others with that. Here we go. Ho yo ma hi ye hu ma hi sha sha. Ho yo ho ye hu ma hi ya. Ho ye ho ye hu ma hi ya ho ye ho. Shum se hi ta hon ta. Shum ki ta sa hi ta. Tum shi ke ti. Bon to ho shi ta ha. Bon ti ke sha hi ya tu hum ta. Hum ki saita. Hunge honde hiye. Hode huma heyo. Hunda. Shum ti his hondia. Hum ise. Ba hunda hishak tum sai. Hu siter tum. Dosha ita. Tom kita ash honta. Kantu kiketi kande hundi se ma kodia. Dasha tai. Dasha te. Tum shati ata kum si dosha tum kita honta hata se sum sayata sikati severum ivakasha siktaka isimakasha elon sherias bienetor elon se moi chelelea kurterti rosasi. C'est parti. Si. Shem, si, epa, une, e, ma, kita, ishai. Fairies coming in to make that one lighter because it's very powerful. Shem, aya, tarum, tikeshi, a, ki, kaki, si. C'est vrai, mon cher, partout, tiens, les gâteaux. Et ça, c'est. And that goes out to all of your listeners where that can fall for them, and generational lineage releasing from these aspects as well as others, you know?
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Audrey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It is with such deep gratitude that we are expressing to you today for being here on the show and sharing with us. It's been amazing having you here. And just
do you have a minute,
upgrading all of us.
Do you have a minute just for the mother? Because remember, we promised for the mother to come in. So the mother is
the mother.
Ancient primordial point of expression of beingness, right, which all went forth from the mother. So let's see if I can bring this in. So you just have to feel. Okay, guys, here we go. It's very deep and slow. It's not quick. So here we go, like some of the other stuff. So here we go. Let's see. Shem Yasho. She si yasho ma yi um. Shai sa. She se shem She. Shai si shum yor se sha shem shi osa shem yasu shim sai she si mashi kusiam sai yom sa she yes Say who am sa shaya si yeum shaya she si shum sa to si ke I si shasum shaya se si. That's very ancient and primordial, so much slower than what I usually do, like, say, from that primordial point of creation. I just want to leave them with that beautiful energy.
So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And are you able to share in English a little bit about that, what you've just channeled?
Well, if we take it into English in anything, you're downgrading it, right? This is to, for their soul, beyond your mind, right, beyond your conscious self, to the depths of their essence, of their being, that connection where all emanates from, right, beyond the story and the words and all of this. So wrapping them in that, because if we bring it to language, we downgrade that, and we don't want to downgrade that, right, with that preconception ideas and everything else that we get into if we start to go with the words. So just let this seep through their whole energetic fields, right, beyond words and concepts, right, because that's a primordial place, was beyond words and concepts, just the pure essence of our beingness, right, that we were, and then emanating out to play in all of this type of things, right, and explore all these things and have adventures, but that primordial point of that stillness, you know, and ancientness before all the other things. So just allowing them to sit in that, you know, and be wrapped in that, and nourish them in that, you know, place.
Thank you. We receive. We'll be in the receiving.
Beautiful, beautiful. And thank you, Ian, so much for this opportunity. And thank you so much for having this wonderful, very, very important topic. And I do, excuse me, everyone, for the coughing, but again, it was because we were reaching places that sometimes have not been reached for many people for eons of time. So there was a lot of energy to get through. So there was that coughing because I was still moving energy for you guys and doing work, and I hope they will come and receive it and even bring it so much more personal for them. So thank you for this opportunity, Ian, so much.
Of course, of course. And for your beautiful, generous work that you do, and the session that you're providing, an hour and a half of your time is very, very generous. So I know that goes beyond compassion for everyone. That really is just it goes beyond purpose as well. Being able to provide your time in such a beautiful way, we thank you so much for offering that to the community.
Thank you so much. And for their time spent with us and your time spent with me, I'm in such gratitude and appreciation as well. Thank you so much.
All right, sweet soul. Much love. And
much
thank
love.
You. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Beautiful, magnificent, shining lights. Thank you for being part of the fabric of this orb, being part of this community. Much love to you all. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones and the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power and service for bringing us all together. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste.